Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Thank the sweet, sweet. This is going to go well because we have our baritone voice back.
Yes.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
Eagle?
This is news. Or no.
It's news or nope. We barely ever use the nopes. That's all I have to say about that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thanks for joining the program.
Oh, you're welcome.
I do not have my money on this person. There's talks as to who is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. The latest one, Adele.
Because T-Swift has been... I heard Adele too.
Adele? Yeah. Even though she took a break after the Vegas residency, she said... I want to chill. I want to do nothing. The last thing I picture her doing is the halftime show.
Who's in charge of it? Is it still Jay-Z?
Huh?
Oh, that's right. I always forget.
I think Jay-Z's still the guy. And he's
Rock
gone.
Rock Nation presents it.
Like a couple years in a row, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think even Jay-Z's trying to zag a little bit off the rap game.
I heard Taylor Swift. I heard Metallica.
Taylor Swift, great. Metallica, great. Yeah. Adele
makes... No sense. Yeah. What? She got to do choreography? She doesn't dance.
Nor does
she
do
takes
any
off her
of her
shoes
songs.
And just walks.
Which I love that for her.
Yeah.
But they're not bangers.
No. Well,
what's a banger?
Someone like you is kind of a banger.
No, it's not a banger.
That's not
a banger. It's not like.
I just saw a video actually of Usher who did it a couple years ago.
I remember the roller skates.
Okay, yeah. He was showing off some of the custom Air Jordans that he had made. That's why I was seeing the video. And inside the tongue, he had it stitched because they were specifically made for the Super Bowl. It's only 15 minutes.
Wow.
And so I wonder, seeing that, if Adele is going, I don't want to tour. I don't want to do a new album, but I could just... focus on one 15-minute. I could bang it out.
Right. Your streams, your sales, your everything goes. But most
people... I know
people,
it's much more than that to plan and all that, but you get what I'm saying.
But a lot of people use it for the launch of their tour. You know, like Bruno, when he did it, then all of a sudden he drops an album, he drops a tour, and he was just this massive thing. Wasn't Bruno in like two in a row?
I think he came on with Beyonce
And then he did it himself. And then... might have been on either side.
I think
side.
It was the next year.
He came back out again.
I get it.
Well, that would be a disaster. I'm sorry. No to that.
I do agree.
That was not my nope. I'm only sending that Adele's way.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
I think we all need to hold hands and
Kumbaya.
Stop asking women when they're going to have children. Apparently. Donna Kelsey has already been putting the pressure on Taylor and Travis.
No.
They were talking about it in the podcast. Yeah.
I thought she would be the most understanding.
I know. Jason Kelsey was like, Travis has always been mom's favorite. And then it got into actually right now, mom's favorite is Jason because he has kids. And
They Jason said, has a bunch of kids, right?
Has like, four daughters. And now apparently Donna has been on Travis and Taylor about kids. I'm like, I get she's what, 34, 35?
Taylor is?
Yeah. But like, I think they turned 35 this year.
Pressuring your daughter-in-law to have kids is a difficult reach.
Yeah.
When your future daughter-in-law is Taylor Swift.
The biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah, just don't.
Yeah.
How about that's just what a mother-in-law does.
No.
That's what a mother-in-law is for. And I think it means they're normal. They're just a normal, like, my son is marrying somebody. Just, I want grandkids.
You take it as a positive.
Everyone who's married has been pressured. It does not just the women. I mean, the guys get pressured, too.
I mean, the women have
to carry the baby. Don't get me wrong. But, like, it's just, that's tale as old as time.
I Joe Sakic it, if you know what that means. One shot, one goal. Like, so there's no pressure. Okay. Honeymoon, day one. Shoots, he scores.
Crazy that you're telling us this right now. You do know other people are listening, right?
Yeah.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Okay. So there was never time to pressure.
Right. I wonder if I'll start getting pressure. I don't.
From.
The pressure doesn't even go. Once you have kids, we just more. I mean,
I don't know about
ends.
I don't know about her in-laws because they have an only child. She's marrying an only child. So I don't know. Ooh, they'll be like,
stop. Are aware that you guys want kids.
Yeah, they know that.
So,
and then my parents are like, we've got so many grandkids, we can't even keep track of them. So,
okay. That's weird. So it's out there that she's pressuring. Or that's just a rumor on the internet. Is that necessarily?
No, they've talked about it in the podcast. Oh. It's probably in joking fashion, but still.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A last-minute addition to Erica's Colorado list. The La Junta Tarantula Fest is happening this weekend in La Junta, Colorado.
I'm gonna
I know what you're gonna say. It's La Junta.
It is.
No, that's not Spanish. It's La Junta, and you're all saying it wrong.
To be honest, I don't know how to say it.
What happens at the Tarantula Festival?
All right, hold on. 303-222-5423.
Colorado's technically wrong, too. Colorado.
Oh, boy.
Is Spanish. A-A-E-O-U. If you took Spanish in high school, those are the vowel sounds.
So say it again.
Colorado is technically correct.
So what should we have them text in right now? Junta? Like...
Because I Googled this, and it says hunt, La Junta.
Yeah.
Like hunt, H-U-N-T. I think it's junta. It should be junta.
And you feel, as a recent transplant from Iowa, that you get to come in and thump the fine citizens of La Junta and tell them that they're saying it wrong? As a white male from Iowa... You're correcting us all.
Because I have respect for the culture.
And everyone knows. I grew up in a town.
He's winning so hard right now.
Las Gatos is how we pronounced it. Las Gatos. It's Los Gatos. We know.
Los Gatos?
Who said that?
No, we all would be like, yeah, in Los Gatos. It's not Los Gatos. It's Los Gatos, but we're not. If you live there in La Junta, you know you're saying it wrong.
This is it. Are there people that pronounce it La Junta?
I've never heard it said that way until this moment, which is fine. Did you want to talk about spiders a little more?
The tarantulas come out there looking for mates.
No.
So there's a lot of tarantulas up there. Some of the things, there's a parade. You can also take part in the hairy legs contest. That's kind of cute.
Are you lying?
That's true.
I think we reopened the Colorado list.
No.
You start growing the hair out.
And you get to
La Junta.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.